from St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
For me, it just goes back to the same thing. You know, continue to tell the story.
Because I feel like sometimes when we think of the Hispanic community, we see an image, a monolithic image in our heads.
So for somebody who's Latino, living in St. Louis, a community that doesn't have a huge number of Latinos, this might be a way of saying, hey, there's other people dealing with what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, and I would say yes for Latinos, but also for just people in general, right?
I'm Sarah Fenske. This morning, a new podcast debuted in St. Louis. It's a production of St. Louis Public Radio and PRX, and it aims to highlight the region's Latino community. The podcast actually represents the marriage of two separate podcasts with different focuses and stories. That is the We Live Here podcast, produced by St. Louis Public Radio and PRX since 2015, and the Authentico podcast, produced by members of the Latino community since 2019. And so fittingly, this new podcast is called We Live Here Authentico. And joining me now are its two co-hosts. I think you might have heard a woo from one of them right there. Gabriela Ramirez Arellano isn't just a co-host of We Live Here Authentico. She's also executive director of the Center for Emerging Technologies and director of entrepreneurship at Cortex. And she previously joined St. Louis on the Air to discuss her work co-founding STL Juntos. That's a volunteer-based organization that connects local Spanish speakers with resources to navigate the pandemic. Gabriela, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
And we're also joined today by Alejandro Santiago. He's a co-host of We Live Here Authentico and also an outreach representative at the office of Congresswoman Cori Bush. He's also a foreign attorney and a community advocate. Alejandro, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. So happy.
This is very exciting. I mean, this podcast just dropped a couple hours ago. Did this feel kind of like a race to the finish? It's now time to put this live. Gabriela?
Yes, definitely. And before we get started, I have to say, hola, San Luis. ¿Cómo estamos? We have to start talking in Spanish more. So really excited about being able to share the stories. And it's definitely been a whirlwind of activity the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Alejandro, when you got into this, do you have any idea what you were getting into?
Let me tell you, I had no idea what I got myself into because we started the podcast ourselves, Authentico, and it was, small. We just had our conversations that we would record ourselves online on Facebook, and we would just record and put it out.
Yeah.
And now this is a complete different monster. It is editing. It is different audio. It is so many things, which for the audience, they're going to love it because the production is beautiful.
Yeah.
And everything is just great.
But it's a lot more work to do it that way.
Yeah. It was a lot. Yeah.
So you didn't know. Now that you do know, you still feel like, I'm glad I'm doing this.
I am so glad and so happy because I've been able to learn a lot, so much, and connect with people as well, and also get to meet Jade, who is helping us with the podcast.
She's at St. Louis Public Radio. That's Jade Harrell. You've heard her on the air.
Our producer.
Yes. She is the producer of this podcast. Well, so this is exciting. I mean, this has been a crazy couple weeks, probably even dating back longer than
it's
crazy
been
couple
months.
Weeks. Yeah,
it's
getting
been
us to this point. Gabriela, I want you to take us back to 2019 because you were one of the original co-hosts of the Authentico podcast. You're also a founder of this one. What was your aim back when you started launching in 2019?
Well, you know, Sarah, when we first started in 2019, it was myself and my co-host, Junior Lara, who was instrumental to us getting started. And it was really a similar focus to make sure that we highlight and uplift the stories of the people that are here in St. Louis. And there wasn't anything that was happening at that time that really did that. Mm-hmm. And so we just started with people that we knew and said, hey, can we tell your story? Would you come online with us on Facebook or to the platform, to our website, and share your story? Because I really think that a lot of times our struggles and challenges, those lessons learned, are someone else's or can be someone else's survival guide.
Yeah, So for somebody who's Latino living in St. Louis, a community that doesn't have a huge number of Latinos, this might be a way of saying, hey, there's other people dealing with what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, and I would say yes for Latinos, but also for just people in general, right? We all go through different struggles and challenges, and it's not until you realize, you know what, I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
That you find a tribe and you can really ask for help and be authentically you.
Yeah. Alejandro, you didn't even move to St. Louis until 2018, so you're the newcomer in this room. Was it a shock at first when you found yourself in this place where, again, there aren't as many Latinos? You're trying to sort of find your tribe.
It was really hard because I didn't have anybody. I didn't know anyone, no family, no friends, no nothing. And so it was hard at the beginning, but I think that as I am moving into the city and I'm getting to know people and I'm doing stuff and I'm working, I feel like that experience that I had, it's experience that others may have.
Yeah.
That can be, it's a story that can be shared. And that's one of those things that what Gabriela was mentioning is that those stories are shared stories. For example, we had guests in our podcast that have shared about their journey of opening a business. And that's not only a Hispanic story, it is a story of everybody. Also a single mother that at the beginning, she didn't have what her career was going to be. And she found herself, Tania Interian, who you will hear the podcast soon, the episode soon. She became the only Hispanic agency for State Farm, mm-hmm. in bilingual in the state at that time.
Wow.
And that is a journey that I think it's one that can be shared, and someone, it's a story that can be also empowering for others.
For sure. So how did you end up getting involved? Gabriela had this podcast going. How did you end up becoming a co-host of it?
Well, we worked together at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. She was my boss and mentor. And so she came to me and said, we were doing something, live streams during the pandemic, sharing stories about people going through stuff and just sharing resources and stuff. And it was a creative outlet as well. So she came to me and said, like, would you like to start recording the podcast? And I was like, you know what? Let's do it.
That's
Let's
a great
ahead.
Pandemic
Let's
answer.
Ahead.
Let's do it.
Let's go ahead. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you jumped in. You're doing this together. Was it a sort of easy rapport? Like from the get-go, you guys could figure out how to host these conversations together.
Yeah, I definitely think it was easy. It did take a little bit of learning and adjusting. But for the most part, since we had worked together so closely, I mean, Alejandro literally started working at the Hispanic Chamber like December of 2019. Mm-hmm. And then we were shut down in March. Mm. And so we realized that the only way to help our members at the chamber and the business owners in St. Louis was to go live.
Yeah.
So we went live on Facebook, if not once a day, at least a couple of times a day.
Wow.
Sometimes on the chamber site, sometimes on our own platforms, just sharing information because there were so many questions. And I own a Mexican restaurant, so I knew exactly, you know, some of the things that people could be struggling with. And so that really gave us a lot of practice opportunities to not just get to know each other, but each other's style and realize that we really could work together.
Yeah. So you kind of had this podcast, you're going, you're doing it sometimes several times a day, you're going live. What made you decide that you wanted to do this process with St. Louis Public Radio to come into the We Live Here zone and do something that, as Alejandro says, you know, a lot more work is now going into this. This is something where there's a lot of editing and shaping, and as opposed to the more spontaneous type stuff that you got used to doing during the pandemic.
You know what? I feel like it's in our nature to try new stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's very exciting and very interesting, and it has been a lot of late nights here. Like, we know the whole studio, all three floors by heart, because we're here weekends, Sundays, late at night. We love ordering food to eat and enjoy while we're here. But it just goes back to the same thing. You know, continue to tell the stories, yeah, of community and uplift the voices, because there are amazing people, communities, Latinos doing great work in St. Louis that are really making a difference for the region. And we don't always hear those stories. Mm-hmm. And there's also people that have been here and have gone and come back, right? For both of us, we are not from St. Louis, and we love being in St. Louis. And so to be able to share those stories about how amazing our city and the region is and supportive, I think, is really important.
Mm-hmm. So Alejandro, tell us about this first episode that it dropped this morning. People can now listen to this for themselves. It's available at stlpr.org/WeLiveHere, as well as wherever you get your podcast. Tell us what this first conversation is about.
Our first conversation, our first guest is with Kendall Martinez. Martinez right. She is a really amazing advocate for the LGBTQ community, and she does a lot of work in Jefferson City to advocate for the queer community. Her story is really impressive, and we wanted to touch on stories that would open the minds of people that would listen to them. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like sometimes when we think of the Hispanic community, we see an image, a monolithic image in our heads. And I think it's important for us also as a community, for St. Louis, to see there is a Hispanic Asians, Black Asians, Puerto Rican Asians that are bringing their personalities, their talents, their skills into making our region better. And so her story is really amazing, and I hope that you all enjoy. It covers a lot of topics, and specifically one that is very timely in our region, which is transgender issues. And mm-hmm. transgender laws and everything. So she talks about it. She's in the center of this. And we had a blast talking to her. And I hope we made her proud with our work.
Yeah, and she's in Jeff City. So, right, it's also allowing us to uplift voices of people that are not necessarily here directly in the metro area. Mm-hmm. But that are making an impact in Missouri, and that affects us all.
And I love that the podcast opens with you guys kind of reflecting on your conversation with her, and then we get to hear it. Is that something that'll be the format pretty much going forward?
You know what? We want to spice it up. So I think sometimes we're going to reflect in the beginning and maybe sometimes later on.
You're not going to lock into anything here.
No, we're not locking into anything. But, I mean, it's like having a business, right? Right now we're kind of in that, we're very lucky that we have a producer that guides us through the process. We have a mentor and a coach, but she's also allowing us to have a lot of creativity and bring in our personalities, and sometimes she'll write something for us and we're like, no, that's not how we talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And does she accept that?
Oh, she loves that.
Okay, good.
It's welcome.
She wants your and real voices, your authentico voices.
That's the beauty of it. That's the essence of the whole thing, which is just bringing ourselves into this room and just make it happen.
So, Gabriela, give us just a little bit of a preview of what's to come. If people check back, you're going to have episodes every week. I know you don't want to give away too much, but what are some things they can look forward to in the coming weeks here?
I mean, more than anything, just amazing conversations with some people that they may already know, right? Stories that we thought we should retell and from different perspectives and adding other commentary, but also people that maybe we haven't heard of, the small business owner that was helping their neighbors during the pandemic and then eventually went viral on TikTok and is now doing or serving deliciousness, I won't say what. And so really just excited to be able to continue to have these conversations. And we're also opening it up. If someone feels like they want to share their story with us, we'd love to talk about how we can do that and make it happen.
So you started with a little Spanish to sort of get us in the right mood for We Live Here Auténtico. But at least this first one, this is in English. Is the idea that you're going to have it open to people who aren't non-Spanish, who are not Spanish speakers?
Absolutely. And so when we were thinking about it, we approached this as, how do we want to do this? How do we want to bring those two languages together? And the reality is that sometimes we do Spanglish. Sometimes hablamos español, sometimes hablamos en inglés, and that's how it goes.
Yeah.
And we said, well, if this is how we talk every day, then we should do just that. And so there are times that in our conversations, you will hear more Spanish. And so for the non-Spanish speaker, we will do really great editing so that you get to comprehend
the
whole conversation.
We can still follow. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So this really is, when you say auténtico, this is the way that you would talk to each other. You might slip in and out of Spanish and English, but you're going to make sure anybody can follow this.
Anybody can follow and anybody can enjoy. And the first conversation with Kendall has some serious tones, and there are also other conversations that we're just playing around, and you get to hear us laughing, get to hear us being silly.
So we want to encourage people to check this out for themselves. Again, We Live Here Auténtico. It's from St. Louis Public Radio and PRX, STLPR.org/We Live Here. You can also find it wherever you get your podcast. Gabriela, what are you hoping people take from this podcast? People who want to spend this hour with you, come back next week and do it again.
Really just to learn, right? To open their mind and to get to know their neighbors, because that's what it's about. We're also going to be doing a live conversation at the June Business After Hours at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce's networking event on June the 16th. So we're really excited about that, right? So again, inviting other voices that maybe we haven't heard from. So it's really just about allowing an opportunity for people to listen, but also if you want to share your story, if you're ready to share your awesomeness and your greatness with the rest of us, we'd love to hear it.
Well, Gabriela Ramirez Arellano, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Alejandro Santiago, thank you.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Alex Hoyer, with audio engineering by Aaron Dorr and production assistance from Jane Mather Glass. It was mixed and edited by Aaron. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.